Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Take a stroll down a different path for a few minutes now. Talk about breaking stereotypes and, you know, breaking barriers and so forth. My next guest has spent a lifetime doing that. She grew up in a hunting family, to say the least. Her father, Jim Shockey, is as close to a living legend in the hunting world as you would find. And his daughter, Ava Shockey, is here with me today, has a brand new book, Taking Aim, Daring to Be Different, Happier and Healthier in the Great Outdoors. Ava, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, I've known you for a few years. I think I first interviewed you when we were doing a television program about your dad at his place in British Columbia a few years ago called Icons. But you really have taken up that mantle. In fact, you were the first woman featured on the cover of Field & Stream magazine in, what, 30 years, a couple of years ago. So you've made some incredible strides as far as breaking that stereotype of hunting and fishing is for old guys like me, but it's for young women like you too, apparently.
It's just for everybody, and that's what I love about it. I mean, hunting just really doesn't discriminate. You can be young, old, male, female, from any part of the world, and if you love it and love being outdoors, I mean, go for it, and you don't have to be a certain way or look a certain way to do it.
That's absolutely true. Now, let me ask you this. Obviously, we live in a very interconnected world, lots of devices and smartphones and so forth, so a lot of kids, I see their eyes are glazed over, they're drooling a little bit, and they're staring at their phone. And I think, my gosh, if we could just get them out and get them fishing today, if we could get them for a walk in the woods, whether they hunt or fish or just go for a walk and see what's out there, I think it could change people's lives. I've always thought that, but I think it's more true today than ever. And you're around young people, obviously. You're a millennial, and so you're around these young people. What do you tell people when they say, you do what again? You hunt, you kill things? How do you explain yourself?
Yeah, I agree with you. There are a lot of people that just get so caught up with all the technology, and I mean, I'm guilty of it as well. A lot of my job is social media and doing emails and filming and everything that involves computer screens and phones, but I think it's so important that we all just take a step back, that we pause for a minute, step outside, and I agree that it is harder to go do those things than to stay inside and be on your phone or on your computer. It takes more effort, it takes time, it takes energy to go out and do that, especially if you're packing up your kids and bringing them with you or going with your husband or with your wife. But in the end, we need to do that. We need to go back a little bit in time before we had all these distractions and just appreciate the outdoors and Mother Nature and appreciate each other. I mean, it's about spending time with your friends and family, and that's why I love it out there.
I think something else that just came across in that comment you made there, it takes work ethic. And I think work ethic is something that is not as clearly defined today as it was when I was younger, for sure. I mean, I know your father, for example, he travels a lot. He is a prolific writer. Now you're writing a book. I know you're on the Under Armour Pro staff. You work with a whole bunch of different people. You do television shows. You do radio interviews like this. Tell me about work ethic today, about people in your generation. Do you think it's as strong as it's been in years past, or is it something that, you know, could be revisited?
I think we have so many more options in our lives now that we can choose from, and obviously that's a great thing in a lot of ways, but I think it really affects my generation and people around my age. I'm 29, so I'm kind of right in the midst of that generation that a lot of people call lazy, and I think it's because there's always something, you know, the grass is always greener in a lot of our minds. There's always something just around the corner. Maybe that's better than what we're doing, so we should get up and stop what we're doing and change. And then in a 6 months, change it again. And I understand that because I do see there's always things coming at me from all different directions. But I grew up with my dad and my mom really showing me that you have to work for something. You have to set a goal and try to get to that goal. And when you get to that goal, don't just sit there and say, oh, I made it, you know. Set another goal and work towards that goal. And it does take a lot of work. And I'm recently a new mom. I have a 7-month-old baby. I'm married. We're building a home. I have a very full-time job. And it's shocking how much work it is. But at the same time, the days that I do sit there and do nothing, I think, you know, what am I accomplishing? I need to, I don't mean it can be a goal with your family. It can be spend X amount of hours outside with your children, or it can be career-oriented goal, or it can be, you know, whatever it is. But I think you just need to keep moving forward. Otherwise, things get a little stale, and I don't think you appreciate the things you have as much.
We're with Eva Shockey here on the Steve Gerber Show, talking about lifestyle and dedication and work ethic and breaking barriers as a acclaimed hunter and fisherman in the outdoor world, with television success and success in writing. And now, as she said, a new mom. Now, I know one of the things that you're obviously closely in tune with, and your husband's an athlete as well, is staying fit. You just mentioned your mother, 7-month-old baby. Must be a lot of dedication to give back and, you know, to continue to work out and keep that dedication in the mix of everything else. Because if you're going to go, I mean, I learned this a long time ago, if you're going to go on a hunt or a fishing trip, the better physical condition you're in before you go, the more you enjoy that trip. If you're not really in good shape, it's going to be miserable. You spent all this money. You're going to, you know, far-flung places. How do you dedicate yourself? What are your toughest workouts? What do you do to make sure that you're ready to go?
Well, that has definitely changed a lot since I had a child. Not because I use her as an excuse necessarily for, you know, my body changing and all that, which is, it has for sure. Once you have a baby, it's different, but it's more just the time in my life, the time of my days when I feel like working out. Before, I would make excuses before I had a baby. I'd make excuses just based on whatever was around me, like, oh, I don't want to, or I have this to do. Now I want to go work out. I just literally cannot. I can't just leave my baby at home, obviously. So things definitely change and priorities change, but now I have to make it part of my day and part of my work day, I guess. I use it as, well, I have to go work out because I'm going to be on the mountains and I can't be keeled over not being able to breathe because I'm out of shape. That's just not an option for me. And I try to make sure that I don't tell everyone on this planet that you have to be in athletic shape to be a hunter, because that's not true. I mean, you can sit in a tree stand, you can do a lot of hunts that you don't need to be. And that's also wonderful hunting. But I personally love to do mountain hunts and physically challenging hunts like you were talking about. And the better shape you're in, the more you prepare for it, the happier you're going to be when you're halfway up that mountain or at the bottom of that mountain, looking up to the top thinking, why didn't I go to the gym, or why didn't I hike a few hills before I came here this fall?
Oh, I stood there all lathered up going, what the hell was I thinking? You know, top of the way,
I feel that. And I feel like I owe it to myself to go to a hunt in shape, because it's such a luxury and it's such a thing that so many people would love to do, being on that mountain in the Yukon. I feel like it's my responsibility to appreciate it as much as I can. And I've been there many times when I'm looking at the top of the mountain going, why didn't I get in better shape before this? Like, I'm not having fun. This is why am I here? I want to go home because I feel like I'm dying. And that feeling is not a good one. And I'd rather feel, obviously you're going to be tired hiking, but I'd rather feel like, okay, I'm going to conquer this mountain because I trained for it and because I was ready for it. And now I can appreciate the wildlife and all the things that are around me, rather than complaining that I'm so tired.
That's good stuff, because I've stood in that same spot, different view, but same spot. I guarantee you. Eva Shockey, great. I really appreciate you being here. Great conversation, and keep doing what you're doing. I hope you have some good hunts this fall as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, everybody. Eva Shockey, she's cute. That's kind of fun. First met her when she was probably, I don't know, 18 or 20 years older at Dad's place. Jim Shockey is a living legend, as close as he can come in the hunting world. Was an Olympic athlete for the nation of Canada, built a hunting industry around himself, and shared it with his son and his daughter, who's very successful as well. A good conversation. Greatly appreciate her being here. It's called Taking Aim. Look it up. You can find it. We'll take a break now. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.